Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your headlines. In a first-of-its-kind move, state water officials voted Tuesday to take over the monitoring of groundwater pumping from local authorities in part of the San Joaquin Valley. This probationary status affects the Tulare Lake Basin, where the state says overpumping of groundwater by agricultural interests has been happening for years. Under probation, farming interests will have to pay water fees based on the amount of groundwater they pump. Those fees are criticized by Kings County growers like Doug Freitas.
I believe that thousands of family farms and people dependent on groundwater will be displaced and homeless if we don't take action on these excessive costs. It's dire.
But environmentalists and state officials say more effective groundwater management is necessary to rein in overpumping. This week, U.S. Senators Alex Padilla and LaFonza Butler announced legislation to create a new national monument on the north edge of the Salton Sea east of Palm Springs. With more, here's KPBS Imperial Valley reporter Corey Suzuki.
It's a crisp morning at a small airstrip in Thermal, California, on the edge of Riverside in Imperial County. A coalition of environmental groups and tribes is here, taking community members up in the sky in a tiny Cessna plane. Their goal is to give people a new perspective on a large swath of high desert just to the east.
The area that we're hoping to tour is give or take 600,000 acres.
Sandy Hernandez Oriana Barros is the Conservation Program Manager for Consejo de Federaciones Mexicanas, or COFEM.
And this is what would be the Chicuelo National Monument, starting from the eastern portion in the Meco Hills and going all the way east to give or take about 10 miles from the Colorado River.
The coalition is urging the federal government to set aside those large sections of land as a new national monument. Supporters say a monument, which is similar to a national park, would protect fragile desert ecosystems and historic cultural resources, and would also protect opportunities to spend time in nature, especially for the region's communities of color.
A lot of the environmental challenges are going to be impacting these communities at a higher level.
Frank Ruiz, director of Audubon California's Salton Sea Program.
This is one of the reasons we want their voices to be at the center stage of the conservation movement.
The proposed monument is still under federal consideration. For the California Report, I'm Corey Suzuki in Thermal, California.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
In most California counties, the sheriff also oversees the coroner's office. But in Riverside County, families whose loved ones have died in local jails say that's a conflict of interest, and they want to change the system. From Riverside, KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Lisa Matus was at home when her son Raymond called. It was the summer of 2022, and he was an inmate at Coysburg Detention Center in Riverside County.
He said, just go take your blood pressure pill. And then I'm like, what's going on? And then he said, Bump's not here no more.
Bump was the nickname for her other son, Richard. He was also in jail. Raymond said he'd been found dead in his cell. Matus was desperate to know what happened. She says she called the sheriff's department over and over.
And then they'd say, call the next day. We called the next day.
She says she couldn't locate her son's body until she hired an attorney, and that it took weeks to get the autopsy. The result, that Richard overdosed on fentanyl, struck her as odd. She said Richard didn't use drugs. Matus felt suspicious and frustrated. She found others on social media who were going through the same thing.
More inmates were dying, and the family started connecting, and we started, like, hearing each other's stories.
In total, 18 people died in Riverside County jails in 2022. That's the highest number in nearly two decades. Many were drug overdoses. Others included suicide and homicide. It led California's Attorney General Rob Bonta to announce an investigation into the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, which oversees the jails and the coroner's office. Sheriff Chad Bianco still bristles at the investigation, which is ongoing.
His little press conference on the steps of the Capitol was 100% political.
He says Bonta wants to punish him for speaking out against state policies. Meanwhile, the Matuses and families of inmates who died have sued Bianco's department. They say autopsies of jail deaths overseen by the sheriff pose a conflict of interest. Dr. Roger Mitchell, a pathologist at Howard University, agrees.
There may be an opportunity where these deaths are not as transparent. That's the reason why they should be separated.
California is one of only three states with a sheriff-coroner arrangement. In Riverside County, families and activists have pushed for change. Luis Nolasco is with the ACLU of Southern California.
The same department that is performing these autopsies cannot be the same department that was also partially responsible for the person passing away.
Bianco has been quoted saying it's not his department's fault that people die in his jails. And when it comes to his inmates getting drugs, he says,
when are we going to start requiring people to take responsibility for their own actions? Every inmate knows that fentanyl kills and fentanyl's illegal in the jail.
Last month, the County Board of Supervisors voted to outsource autopsies for jail deaths to nearby counties. Nolasco says that's not enough. He worries police look out for each other.
There may be like some influencing that happens from Riverside with these neighboring sheriff departments in terms of influencing the result of these autopsies.
Bianco says that's not true.
That is so wrong. There is no law enforcement officer that looks out for themselves.
Regardless, Bianco says separating the two offices is fine.
Would I be open to less responsibility, scrutiny? Would I be open to less headache? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nolasco says he absolutely plans to try to take coroner's duties away from the sheriff's department. For the California Report, I'm Madison Ament in Riverside.
That story was produced with the California Newsroom. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, April 17th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Medicine. Comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems working together to advance knowledge and improve lives, stanfordmedicine.org. Hint: fruit-infused water with no sugar or diet sweeteners with more than 25 flavors, including watermelon and pineapple, in stores or delivered from hintwater.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.